Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, thank you as always for joining me.
Joe, great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So last night we had another Perry School Board meeting, and the meeting began basically with reports from all of the principals talking about back to school. So school's been back in session for about a month now. How do you feel like it's gone based on their reports?
Well, based on their reports and what I've seen, outstanding. And if you have a chance to hear these three great principals, it's worth listening to. The first one was with Mr. Kruger, and then Tara Webb talked about Capturing Kids' Hearts, which was a program that all of our staff, middle school and high school, attended, and has really made a difference with the culture, welcoming kids, making sure that we connect with kids through their hearts, and then that will also get to their minds. And then, more importantly, having accountability to be the very best version of ourselves. That was outstanding. And then Mr. Marburger talked not only about capturing kids' hearts, how teachers are helping teachers more, but then homecoming this week, all the preparation throughout the week, and then closing out with a dance until 1 o'clock Friday night. So that was very impressive. And then Mr. Mankey talking about their PBIS and fine-tuning that, making sure that we really do a great job of teaching the expectations of what we want for kids and that they can be part of the solution too, and having a very positive culture. And Mr. Mankey also mentioned the branding that is going on at Perry Elementary. So when you go in the entrance there, you'll see just a whole different look. And it's exciting. And that's one of the things that we've talked a lot about, marketing and branding and having an inviting atmosphere.
Absolutely. And now I'm going to segue from that to something else that's marketing and branding and appearances. The Dewey Field renovation project looks great. It's basically finished. Am I correct?
It's getting closer. We'd like to say before it's finished, there's a few things that need to go on. You know, the lighting is still not there at the very entrance, so you'll see a little bit brighter appearance when you come in there towards the nighttime. Also, some screens need to go on in the back of the scoreboard. And there's a few little things that still need to be completed, but it's coming. It is a beautiful entrance. And if you haven't seen the Blue Jay, you've got to stop by and take a good close look at that, because it is truly a work of art.
Absolutely. It's very, very impressive. John Brommel knocks it out of the park once again, I think.
Absolutely.
So now moving on to the board meeting itself. Mm-hmm. Actually, it really got started with board elections. What can you tell me about who was chosen to lead the board?
Kyle Baxter, who was our current president, was also nominated again, and Linda Endorf, who's our vice president, was also nominated. So both of those continue in those different responsibilities, which is a tremendous thing for Perry Schools and for the Perry Board. We have two great leaders there as well as the other board members. But what it allows is that consistency to continue to not only run the meetings very smoothly, but then also that vision of what we want to have here at Perry, and that Perry Blue Jay and Jayette pride is so evident in these two. So a great beginning of that meeting to have both Kyle and Linda in those same responsibilities.
Absolutely. And when Linda was nominating Kyle, she mentioned that in the vein of continuity.
Yes.
Like that was a good word that she used.
She did. She talked about continuity. She talked about consistency, and it is critical. And the thing that I appreciate is we are able to build on our strengths. They know what I can do. I realize what they can do. We understand our roles and responsibilities. And it really is fun to be able to work with these five board members as well as our staff. So it's a big key.
Absolutely. Now, moving on to another action item. We've talked about this before, but SVPA is an architectural firm, mm-hmm. and they're going to be helping out with the industrial tech facility mm-hmm. and the wrestling room, and an agreement was struck with them last night.
Correct. In any kind of building process, it starts with an agreement with an architectural firm, like you said, SVPA. And what we're looking at now are getting the floor plans and the layout, and then also looking at cost estimates. So we're not there yet as far as what we want to do, but it's the beginning of the journey. And hopefully the board next month will be voting for a bond referendum on December 11th. I know the board is very committed to lowering taxes, even with this. but we want to get the industrial tech. It has not been touched since the 60s when it was built, and it's such an outstanding program and serves so many kids, so we need to get that upgraded. We also want to try to do something with the wrestling room, and we're just working out the details as far as how that could possibly happen. So more to come on that.
Absolutely. Now, I know you've had some meetings with SVPA about this project.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea right now about how much it might cost?
Well, our range is going to be in that $4.2 million area, and it could range, again, as low as, I think they said, 3.5, 3.6, but we have to see if that's even possible in trying to combine that with a wrestling room. So we're looking at trying to, again, keep our taxes down, but then generate enough revenue so that we can produce that. So we're looking in that $4 million area, and if we can go up just a little bit from there, we may do that to try to incorporate that wrestling room.
All right. Well, now one last thing that I want to ask you about today was actually mentioned in Commendations by Linda Andorf. That was IJAG and their partnership with Principal. So what can you tell me about this?
Well, there was a letter from one of the principal leaders, and he talked about two students that were IJAG students, and the thing that they really wanted to emphasize is that these two students have taken the responsibility to do some fundraising, to demonstrate good leadership qualities, and then they talked about those two have a great possibility to join the Principal Financial Group right out of the IJAG program, and they're talking about a very good salary, they're talking about insurance, and I guess what I gathered from it was that those people that work hard, get involved with IJAG, get involved with partnership with different businesses, not only Principal, but then the businesses here in Perry, there are excellent, excellent jobs for those people that want to hone in on a skill and have a very good salary and insurance.
All right. Yes, so great program and positive news coming out of it. So
you bet.
All right. Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to the Hotel Patee, Tom, Aaron, and Micah for serving the entire staff breakfast on August 17th. We really appreciate that partnership with the hotel, and it was a great breakfast. So thanks to Tom, Aaron, Micah, and the Hotel Patee.
All right. Well, thank you, Clark, for joining me today. I appreciate it as always.
Joe, thank you, and make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.